With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Be Veg, Change Our Destiny, Save the Planet, via video conference with our association members in Seoul, Korea on August 9th, 2008.
Hi, Master. 스승님, 이건 질문이 아니라 제안인데요. 많은 사람들은 지구온난화의 심각성을 들어도 피부로 못 느끼는 것 같습니다. 얼마 전에 스프림마스터 TV에서 영국인들이 6일 동안 육식을 하지 않는다면 영국의 총 차량 대수와 맞먹는 2,900만 대 차량을 도로에서 없앤 것 같다는 보도를 들었습니다. 정말로 가슴에 와닿는 얘기였는데요. 이렇게 각 나라마다 자국의 통계를 이용해서 홍보를 한다면 많은 사람들이 온난화의 심각성을 피부로 느낄 수 있을 것 같습니다. 즉 한국인이 하루 육식을 하지 않는다면 한국의 환경에 어떻게 영향을 미치고 또 그곳이 지구 전체에 어떻게 영향을 미치는지를 알 수 있으니까요. 하지만 한국에는 이런 통계자료가 부족합니다. 따라서 각 나라의 동수들이 이런 통계자료를 만들어서 홍보에 이용한다면 좋을 것 같습니다.
Very good idea. Maybe you write to all the government leaders in the world or to the environmental ministry. Maybe they would do that. Meanwhile, the Supreme Master TV will gather all this kind of statistic information and store it in our website, thesuprememastertv.com. And if anyone really is concerned about saving the planet, they'll be able to download them and pass it on to everyone else. Let's hope. We work quicker, okay?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
만약 전 세계 절대 다수가 채식한다면 우리 지구의 모습은 어떤 모습이 될까요? 스승님께서 지상 천국이 될 거라고 말씀하셨는데 좀 더 구체적으로 알고 싶고요. 예를 들어 인간의 수명이 늘어난다든지 아니면 지혜가 자라나서 많은 능력이 생긴다든지 그런 것들이 궁금합니다.
People will be wiser, more loving, and we have peace on earth. Yes. And then we will have more excellent inventions. We will be able to visit different planets that we don't know about.
예, 마스터. 저는 학생들을 가르치면서 학생들에게 채식의 중요성과 지구 온난화에 대하여 가르쳐주고 있습니다. 하지만 아직 어린 학생들은 가족의 반대로 채식을 중도에 포기하는 경우가 많은데요. 어떻게 하면 학생들을 바른 길로 잘 인도할 수 있을까요?
It's very good that as a teacher, you are teaching them the right way to live, the noble way of living, eating vegetarian and all that. It's very good that you try and you succeed in some degree, except that the family have opposed their decision and pushed them back to eat meat. Okay, so maybe we have to start from the root, yes? Maybe you could write up some report about the global warming and sum up some report about the harm of meat diet. And the present danger, you know, they're recalling beef and chicken everywhere. Also bird flus and all kind of very terrible disease. Not just a normal disease and normal poisonous substance that they already put into the meat. So now you sum up all this and all the beneficial of the vegetarian diet, also to save the planet. You sum all that up, you print it out, and give it to the parents. Or give it to the students, and they give it to the parents. And explain to them, that is the reason why, due to your love to your students, because they are just like your own children. You treat them like your own children. So you want them to be healthy and morally correct, and you want to save the planet for these children as well. You explain that on this sum-up report and give it to the parents, if you have a chance, if you could do that. Okay? Then they will understand why you do it, and maybe they support them. It could be that not all of them support you, your idea, but some will support you when they understand what is what.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production,
reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air,
save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more.
스승님 안녕하세요. 저는 지구온난화 문제를 채식으로 막아야 한다는 스승님의 말씀을 듣고 최근에 작은 채식 식당을 열었습니다. 제 영혼은 스승님의 가업에 동참해서 전심전력으로 일하고 싶은데 아직도 저의 예고가 많은 방해를 합니다. 스승님, 예고를 깨고 가장 고귀한 이념을 지키면서 채식식당을 잘 운영해 나갈 수 있도록 조언을 부탁드립니다.
Not everyone is suitable to open a vegetarian restaurant or any kind of restaurant or any kind of shop. You have to know your ability. If you really think that you're not up to it, then you should sell the restaurant to someone else who is more capable, who is more willing to do this job. And then you can do anything else. Everything to do to help other beings, to save the planet, to save the animals' life, human lives, they are all masterworks. It's not necessarily to open a vegetarian restaurant. But you could do that if you like to. And if you open it already and you cannot continue doing it, either you sell it or you hire someone else to be a manager and taking care of it for you. Hmm? It's a very noble work.
감사합니다.
스승님께서는 7월 31일 수프림 마스터 TV와의 화상회의에서 말씀하시길 화성이 지금의 상태가 된 것은 채식을 홍보할 사람이 충분하지 않아서라고 하셨는데요. 지금 전 세계 동수들이 노력 중이지만 아직은 우리의 인원은 소수입니다. 더 많은 동수들이 적극 동참해서 지구를 구하는 데 기여했으면 하는데 이것은 자발적인 의지 없이는 힘든 것 같습니다.
Well, this kind of job is a voluntary job, and it should be considered an honor and privilege to have the ability to do it. It's very simple. Just print out all the information about global warming, or at least the SOS flyers, or the Supreme Master TV flyers, and put in your pocket, in your bag. You know, while on the way to work, you can distribute to whoever nearby, put in people's mailbox. It's not that difficult to do. It doesn't have to be in group. You can do it whenever you feel like, whenever convenient, whenever you see other people. Just put some flyers, you know, concerning planetary danger and vegetarian diet, whatever you think necessary, print it out and give it to the people. How difficult can it be? The more you do this, the better for your spiritual practice also. It's not like just to save the people, you also save yourself. And if you don't do it, it's fine also. It's just no good for you, as well as no good for the planet. If everybody just sit there, do nothing, then our planet will be destroyed in no time. And all the people will be vanished from the earth, including yourself. So it's up to you to do something or not do something. This is not an obligation. It is a privilege that you are the one who are wiser than other people, who are morally more correct than many people, and who are more compassionate than other people. So you decide whether you want to save anyone, including your children or yourself, or not. Not obligation. Just privilege due to loving kindness.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
스승님, 화성이 황폐된 것은 채식이 해결 책임을 몰랐기 때문이라고 말씀하셨는데요. 지구는 스승님께서 이렇게 축복을 주신다는 점에서 화성과 달리 지구가 상당히 특권을 누리는 별이라는 생각을 합니다. 그 점에서 감사드립니다. 지구를 구하는 일이 특별히 이 우주에 갖고 있는 가치가 있다면 설명 부탁드립니다. 그리고 지구를 구하지 못한다면 이 우주에 어떠한 영향을 미치는가요?
Well, that's a big picture, but if we don't have this planet, the universe will offer another planet. It depends on the merit of the people who will inhabit that or this planet. It has not so much effect in the universe as a whole, except that if the consciousness of people are elevated in a more morally suitable level, and the people are more enlightened, more compassionate, more loving, more kind, then it is good for the planet atmosphere as a whole. And it's good that we live in peace and harmony instead of living in suffering. The planet here will become another heaven on earth, heavenly, fit for people to live. Otherwise, if the planet is destroyed, there will be other planet will be born or already exist that the souls can go and immigrate there. But the thing is, you know very well, being a Buddhist nun, that the Buddha said that to be a human, to have a human body, is so precious, so rare a chance that we should treasure it, because we don't know if we get another human body again soon. Because in the human body, we could practice spiritually quicker and more auspicious than in other kind of body. The Buddha has said that to have a human body is so rare that it's like, imagine a blind turtle living on the very deep bottom of the big ocean, and he only goes up to the surface of the water once every 1,000 years. He come up to the surface. And then, at that moment, there should be a wood plank with a hole in it, and that the turtle just come up to the surface and happen to go through that hole in that wood plank. That is how rare it is to have a human incarnation. So I would like all of you to know that we have to save their lives because of that preciousness, so that they will have a chance to redeem themselves, to remember their greatness, to remember the Buddhahood, the Buddha nature within themselves, to have a chance to awaken their consciousness, to be enlightened. Because the longer they live, the more chance they have to encounter the true teaching of an enlightened master.
감사합니다.
You're welcome.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 4 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Be Veg, Change Our Destiny, Save the Planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, right after noteworthy news, may divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.